Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Did you miss me Friday?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't. Did you shoot at me, or you just plain miss me?
I missed you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm not a very good shot.
I'm sorry, buddy. Well, anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
Good,
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Anything fun?
Oh, well, we went to Kaz. We went Arena. Hit all the big towns.
Really?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all over the place.
Yeah, it's getting down there to the final.
It really is. It's coming right down to it.
Yep.
So, anything that I need to know that you've done over the weekend that you got in trouble with? Or...
I don't think so. Played a little John Denver, so that always helps.
You got some banks.
Smooth it over.
Mm-hmm. So your bank account, is it pretty good right now with June?
Yeah, I think I'm just ahead by one, maybe.
Oh.
But all it takes is one slip up.
Well, anytime.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this.
Right.
I'm waiting.
And she tells me that because she's done a few commercials for you, she's telling me that... as a payment, we have to say nice things about the Bears this fall.
Oh, they're so nice when they're caged up.
Oh, boy.
Well, I hope
the Packers can cage them up this year.
But you know what? The Bears, you know what? They look great on a floor and a rug. You know what
they
I mean?
Do?
They
yeah,
do.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I get to step all over them.
I believe she's talking about the Indiana Bears.
Oh, yeah. The Indiana
Soon
Bears.
To be. What,
you think they're going?
They are, I think.
Is it a done deal?
I believe it's a done deal.
That's kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be the Indiana Bears.
Yeah.
And their home will be?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Somewhere in Indiana.
So they can have them.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. You bet. Wasn't there a movie about, where was Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana's where the Jackson 5 are from.
Yeah, but there was a movie about Gary, Indiana.
Could have been.
I can't remember. Anyway, Gary, Indiana.
I mean, it's touch of Chicago, so it's
yeah.
They almost like same town.
And so Chicago didn't want to build them a new stadium, huh?
Must not have, yeah.
Well, you know what? They're going to be very dangerous this year.
Well, they are.
They're all 100%.
In all seriousness. But
and you know, in all seriousness, you better watch out for the Lions as well.
Oh, yeah, they're all tough.
So,
but I said this last year. The Bears won a lot on the skin of their teeth.
100%.
Sometimes it goes the other way.
Just like
the
Packers did a couple years ago.
Yep.
So it's just, and it seems like to me when you get these good quarterbacks in or these good running backs in, and I'm not taking anything away from anything here, but like when Jordan Love came in the league, he was hard to stop. When McNabb, when he came
Donovan
in the league,
McNabb, yeah, yep.
he was hard to stop. And then the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, he was hard to stop. But they've kind of figured stuff out, and then they are what they are.
Well, and I think sometimes they become the quarterback, and they don't want him to run
correct
so much anymore.
100%,
so then they're a little bit different quarterback. That happened to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. When he stopped running, he was
not as effective.
No, his production went down a little bit.
Yeah.
So because they know that he wasn't going to go anywhere, and you know, Love does the same thing. He, mm-hmm. They don't want him running either.
Right.
So, but his legs in college is what got him that first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway,
very much so.
Your question of the day, young man, before we get into Chet's chuckle, thank you for Chet's. Have you ever had a major work win that went unrecognized?
Oh, I don't know.
Besides keeping me on staff. and the joke's already started.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I don't think so. No.
I'm going to go back to your 40 years of radio on Those Were the Days. I think that's a huge win, Phil.
I think that
says a lot.
Thank you.
It really does. And
we don't do it for the recognition. It's nice when you are,
but it's a really, really good show. If people haven't listened to it, there's a lot of humor, good music from our era, And there's tons of trivia prizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, tons of them.
Yeah. So lots of fun. I love
trivia.
And
I'm not allowed to win them. So
no, not you.
Everybody else has a chance.
Not that you would.
Yeah, not without a wood. Mm-hmm. But you also might be from Arkansas, Phil. If staring at a lava lamp has made you late for work.
Getting lost track of time.
Yeah, yes. That's
good stuff.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on the anniversary of the moon landing.
Are you really?
Man walking on the moon.
Uh-huh.
I'm Buzz Aldrin, the second person to walk on the moon. Kneel before me. Yes. And Neil Armstrong.
Chet's chuckle has started.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, why aren't they not any horses in therapy? Have you figured that out yet?
They have long faces. I know.
No, because their home is stable.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. They got a stable home.
For oh boy!
Yeah, they're not getting any better.
No. I think the long faces was better.
Yeah. Why the long face?
I use that all the time when like June and I are going by, you know, mm-hmm. pasture with horses, and I'll say that, and she doesn't laugh.
What is she like? Oh, grow up, Phil.
Well, it was funny 45 years ago, and then that's pushing it. You know, it was even
maybe
funny then.
Maybe. And here's some more John Denver, huh?
Yes. Yeah. We'll be right back with more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, let's check in with that young Simonson
boy.
He's
always got something going on.
Let's see what he has to say.
What do you call a peach who has a shoe fetish? A cobbler.
Yeah. Peach cobbler.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Only Chris would come up with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, why do fireflies make their bums glow?
I don't know.
Well, at the other end, they'd make them lightheaded.
Boo. Oh,
yeah, tough,
boo,
tough.
Boo,
it's tough. Tough it's crowd. Tough finding jokes, buddy.
After saying I don't answer to anyone, I lost my job at the call center.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
It's like, oh, I'm not.
Rough.
I'm not taking that call. You know what? The rotation of the earth really makes my day, Phil.
Does it?
It does. Yeah. The rotation of the earth really makes my day.
It does.
It does.
24 hours. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, when I get stressed out, I go and see John at Napa.
Do you?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I just need a break.
Uh-huh.
At the auto parts store.
Need a break or two or...
Henry, get out of the store.
Rotor.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I used to be a train driver, but I kept getting sidetracked.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Yeah,
yes.
It's tough, isn't it?
I was fired for bad communication skills. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. So I'm at Walmart returning 37 pool noodles over the weekend, Phil.
What? 37 what?
Pool noodles.
Pool noodles?
Pool noodles. You know those big things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because my youth ministry... And rather than explaining the whole story of why a grown man returning 37 pool noodles when asked reason for a return, I just said, well, the shopping list said noodles, but not what kind.
My
wife was mad about that.
That'd be something, yeah. You need a lot of red sauce.
Yeah,
pasta
red
sauce.
Well,
on there,
wouldn't you? I think one noodle would feed a bunch of people here. Hey, why do they call beauty sleep when you wake up looking like a troll?
I don't know. That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, the old thing about sleeping like a baby, too, you know.
Babies
are kind of restless.
I want to sleep like a rock.
They cry and they wet themselves or mm-hmm. whatever they do, you know.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you am.
Maybe I do sleep like a baby. Hey, Phil, what do you know? My dentist is giving out free instruments. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Friday, I got a tuba toothpaste.
Tuba toothpaste.
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, anything else I should know about?
Well, I met a man yesterday. He had no body and no nose. He looked, and I said, do you know who I am? The man said. I said, yes. I said, nobody.
Nobody knows.
That's right.
That's an oldie, but a goodie.
It is. Yeah. I've never heard that one until the other
day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one. But
Phil, I heard someone say, true wealth is mental health.
Really?
Yeah. I'm poor twice now.
Was that the kicker? Right
no,
there?
No. Do you have any more?
No, probably not.
You don't have any more?
I kind of spent my my life savings on jokes there.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Well, here's one before the kicker. People who don't know me think I'm quiet. People that do know me wish I was. You know what I mean? That's tough being me, Phil.
What do you call a dog that's underwater?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
A subwoofer.
A subwoofer, yes. Yes, it is.
And last but not least, I started a band called Blanket. We're a cover band.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, with the subwoofer. All right, here's your kicker. One day, my mother was out, and my dad was in charge of me. Hmm. I was about maybe 2.5 years old and just had recovered from an accident. Someone had given me a little tea set as a gift, as a get-well gift, and it was one of my favorite toys. Daddy was in the living room, engrossed in the evening news, when I brought Daddy a little cup of tea, which was just water. Hmm. After several cups of tea and lots of praise for such yummy tea, my mom came home. My dad made her wait in the living room to watch me bring him a cup of tea because it was just the cutest thing. My mom waited, and sure enough, I walked down the hallway with a cup of tea for Dad, and there she watched him drink it up. Then she says, only as a mother would say, Philip, did it ever occur to you that the only place that your daughter can reach to get water is from the toilets? That's true, though.
Yeah?
That's happened, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
That's happened. With me.
Really?
And my daughter, yes.
It did happen
to
you?
Yes, oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Explains a lot, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Haley. Thanks a lot.
Well, you have a great day.
Hey, buddy, have a good day and be kind, my friend.
That's Hank Bray.